So just in case you don't know where you're ending up, I have a few little choice pictures for you here. You know, the people have food, but they can't eat. They're in the mush pot, I guess, of eternal punishment. You know, it's like sitting in a hot tub that the demons are pumping full of hot lead and stuff. You know, the Middle Ages was full of renditions of hell because they wanted to make sure you knew what you were getting into. Or getting out of, I guess. The scripture passage for today is one that a lot of people think about. You know, they've heard the story of the sheep and the goats, the separation of this from one group to another. Christians normally feel like they never measure up on that list. Oh, you know, I could have done a better job with this. But that's not really what this story is about. This story is about the end. The end. You are dead. This is the judgment, and so everything you've done is done. You know, you can't fix it when you get to this point of the story. But you know, in society, I would say we live in a time of a lot of goats. Don't you think so? I mean, is there out there? I mean, the latest peccadillo, or the latest moral ineptitude, the latest fall, you know, and we, like God, like to sit in the judgment seat of it, you know? Didn't quite measure up. Down you go. More in Alabama. Where will that end up? We don't know. But boy, they're fighting hard on both sides. He did it. No, he didn't do it. Well, he may have done it. Well, I don't care. Well, you know, there's moral ambiguity there. There's no moral ambiguity with this text. I hate to tell you, there's no moral ambiguity. And we don't give you a lot of fire and brimstone here. I'm sorry. I know you come for that, and that's a problem. But, you know, we don't give you a lot of fire and brimstone.